The draft North Country Regional Sustainability Plan's major goals include generating and exporting renewable energy from the Northern Tier, energy efficiency improvements, development of alternative heating fuels from within the region, sustainable use of natural resources to enhance jobs and business development, and environmental stewardship. The Adirondack North Country Association brought together nearly 220 people from across a seven-county area into six working groups to craft the plan, according to Executive Director Kate Fish.
We reached out into each of the counties to pull together people to tackle the issues that were very, very relevant to that working group. So we had a water management working group, for example, and an energy working group. There was a sense of we can learn from each other. There are some areas that are doing things better than others and vice versa. And so let's really share best practices. Let's figure out what's in the best interest of the region as a whole, as opposed to, you know, what we've historically done, which is a very either county boundary or municipal boundary approach. And I think people felt that that was an extremely productive and more effective way to move forward.
Kate Fish notes that sustainability plans are being drafted in each of New York's 10 regional economic development council regions.
This is happening across the entire state. Every regional economic development area is actually in the process, you know, at various phases of finalizing their sustainability plans. The governor did announce in the budget $25 million for the Cleaner, Greener Communities program, which is what this is all about. So the state's obviously very much interested in ensuring that these plans get translated into action, that the ideas that are presented as part of the implementation strategy in the plans actually move forward.
The North Country Regional Economic Development Council was awarded over $193 million in two rounds of funding. Some of the money is targeted to create a sustainability plan. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas is co-chair of the North Country's Council.
There is a need for careful consideration of how to help and develop not just businesses and employers, but communities in ways that will be sustainable. There's a real crisis of community sustainability, for example, in many communities within the Adirondack Park where populations are declining. So there are many community development-related issues that we need to grapple with. What will help make those communities more prosperous and successful and sustainable? But also because of the particular environmental sensitivities that we have in our region that certainly go above and beyond most areas of the state, we want to be careful about how economic development is done in ways that are sustainable. And a third part is the clear notion that one of the economic opportunities across the region, but particularly for the Adirondacks, resides in using our resources as sources of renewable energy to create jobs, but in a sustainable way.
The North Country Regional Sustainability Plan will be finalized and presented to NYSERDA, the funding agent for the regional plans, by the end of March. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.